All right, Mitch, 4-3 victory here tonight over the Bonneville Pontiacs. You didn't get off to the start you guys wanted, but you found a way. How did you guys get it done?
We've been over this before, like in the past games. We just got to have a consistent 60. Keep it positive, no negativity, and just, you know, play our game and don't get selfish.
The homestand here to be able to pull out a 4-1 deficit into a 5-4 win last time out, and then here tonight to find a 4-3 overtime victory. Just how important are these for building this team going forward and finding, you know, a little success early?
It's unreal win. It just shows that no matter how much down we are or what we're going into, we can always come back if we don't give up, and just gives us the confidence moving forward that we know that it's possible if we don't give up, that there's always a possibility that we can win.
The power play scored in 5 straight games. You got two units that both have been able to do some great things so far. What's been making the power play so successful, do you think?
We're always practicing it, and everyone's close, so we're always talking about it in practice, practicing it all the time, and keep on doing what we're doing, and just works out.
You had a guy getting his first AJHL point and first AJHL goal tonight to tie it at 1 in Michael Albert. What have you seen from him so far since joining the team?
He's the hardest worker I've ever seen. He's always working hard in practice, no matter what. He's a guy that you can count on, always working hard. And yeah, it's a great guy to be around.
And the assist on that goal went to Jonathan Doucette. He winds up getting it ahead to you in the overtime, just to walk us through the OT winner.
Well, a little bit of a bad change from the other team led to a great pass to me, and the rest. That's all it is.
How did you wind up finding yourself behind the defense there?
Well, I saw an opening, and they had two guys low, and I don't know the guy that was on me. I decided he didn't want to defend me, so I took that opportunity to go.
Yeah, and another chance to, you know, have some magic here and a big celebration afterwards. So just what's it like when you guys are able to have success like this at home in front of the fans?
It's great, honestly. Like, it's one of the best feelings I've ever felt. I just hope we can keep it going and bring some more electricity to the barn here.
You've got some guys that play roles for you and that have been, you know, kind of physical here so far. Lots of guys willing to block shots. Just how much is this team coming together under Captain Connor Seeley and company?
Yeah, everyone's blocking shots. You know, we all want it. Seals, he's a great leader, great captain, great guy to be around. So is, like, everyone else on the team. Everyone's good guys here. No one's negative. We're all got positive mindsets and all got huge hopes for the team moving forward. And great.
Yeah, so how do you guys keep it going against Drayton Valley tomorrow night?
Going to do the same thing, maybe come out a little stronger here, but same thing. Just play a full 60, don't give up, positive mindsets, you know, do the little things, and make sure that we don't lose.
All right, well, keep her going, Mitch. Congrats on a big win tonight.
Thank you.